The oldest parts of Wisconsin Public Service's Pulliam Power Plant date back to 1943. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club are threatening to sue the utility if emissions at the plant aren't cut. Ed Newman directs environmental services for WPS. He says most particulates float into northeastern Wisconsin from Sheboygan and Point South. He says the Pulliam plant is within its state and federal permits.
It emits fine particulates, but well within the permit level that are set to protect human health. In fact, our particulate emission levels are way less than one half of what our permit allows.
Still, on occasion, the plant has exceeded particulate emission levels, but not often enough to trigger citations. The Energy Program Director for Clean Wisconsin, Katie Nicola, says WPS should install more modern pollution controls.
The standards for those old power plants are already really lax because of a loophole in the law, so they're not required to have modern pollution controls under the Clean Air Act. There's a loophole for that. So already they're operating under very lax standards, so to be violating those standards is particularly bad.
When the DNR issues air advisories, it asks people to conserve electricity. This week's advisory came at a time when the state's utilities were setting records. Madison-based Wisconsin Power and Light set a new peak on Tuesday, and WPS has set 11 records this summer. The pattern of demand can be tracked by looking back to 1970. According to WPS spokesperson Carrie Spees, the peak that year was only 666 megawatts.
This year we topped out at 2,357, and that's more than three and a half times. Now, part of that is due to the fact that we have more customers, but we don't have that many more customers. Most of it is due to the fact that people are just using more.
To meet the demand, WPS is buying energy from Calpine's new power plant in Kaukauna. A new plant is also being built in Weston. It's expected to go online in 2008. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.